This week, I'm here to talk about package management. NPM and Yarn are extremely popular choices, but you might be surprised by an open source package management called PNPM. That's Peter, Nancy, Peter, Michael. We are going to have a little bit of a showdown by reviewing NPM Yarn and PNPM. In the review, we're going to talk about things like speed, size, functionality, ease of use, and developer adoption. Firstly, let's start by talking about the powerhouse touting over 11 million JavaScript developers and claim that 500 of the 500 Fortune 500 are using it. We're talking about NPM, of course. Personally, I use NPM every day, whether it's at work or when I'm starting a new project. This is basically because of convenience, and as a developer, I like to have both of my development machines act the same way. My laptop is basically a mirror image of my open source development machine. That being said, let's look at what NPM currently brings to the table. It's the largest package management provider in the game. It comes pre-installed with Node, so that makes it convenient. 11 million developers are using it. It's open source and free to use by anyone. And is anonymous, so you don't have to sign up before you do any downloads. And of course, uploading your open source packages itself is free. What it does lack is it's not the fastest in the game, although that has genuinely improved, and maybe we'll see that in some of the other pieces of the podcast. It doesn't install simultaneously, which can slow things down. And it doesn't really have an easy way to update your packages. With NPM, I currently use MP by Cinder Sohas because his version of publishing is much better. So why do I think developers pick NPM more than any other offering in the package management world? Well, I believe that its lack of speed is made up by stability and its ability to make it easy for anyone to pick up and install a package. NPM does have some infrastructure issues, which is kind of outside this review, but we should be aware of these things. They've just managed to secure funding to keep it going for a few more years. However, they need to figure out how to scale and handle the future with more and more packages being published and downloaded every day. Although I don't ever believe there would be a time where NPM has gone down for good, but it's something to think about.